Dear Dr. Kenner, I've been dating a man, Tom, for about 7 months. He's warm, sensitive, caring, and I love him dearly. We get along wonderfully, and we've enjoyed a positive relationship that has helped us both grow individually and as a couple. 2 days ago, he called me, and he was crying. He told me that it wasn't going to work out, that he doesn't want to be in a committed relationship. He was married years ago to a controlling woman and said that he had made the decision after his divorce that he wants to remain single. He told me that he has a lot of internal conflict in our going on about our relationship, and he's tried to commit to me because half of him wants it to work. He told me he loves me, but he feels he's deceiving me because in his heart he wants his freedom. When I asked him what he meant by freedom, he stated that he wants to be free to do whatever he pleases. I asked him if he felt that I prevented him from doing so, and he said no. I asked him if freedom to him meant that he wanted to date others, and he said no. He said he doesn't want to have to answer to anyone. In his mind, a committed relationship is one in which you take the partner's needs and wants into consideration when you make decisions, and he doesn't want to have to do that. Okay, now that's a problem. In a committed relationship, there is a give and take, so I'll continue. She says, my heart is broken. We have been growing closer every day, and the relationship seemed to improve constantly. We've both developed a certain serenity simply by being together. So it sounds like a really nice relationship. Family and friends on both sides have commented on this. How can I willingly let go of a good thing? I know he's conflicted and that I can't push him, but to me there's a definite difference between the end of love and an issue in a relationship. There is so much love, trust, and respect between us, and I feel in my heart that we could work this out if only I knew how. We shouldn't let the ghosts from the past rule us in the present. He's told me he's made up his mind. He isn't going to change, but he still wants me in his life. And I'm having a hard time just letting him disappear into the fog. Do I fight for it or no? Signed, Sarah. Sarah, I commend you on your skills because in a moment of excruciating pain, instead of screaming or breaking the china when he tells you that, honey, it's all over, I don't want to be in a committed relationship, when things are going well and you don't anticipate this, you went into listening mode and you drew him out. He's crying, which indicates that it's sad that he does value you and it's a loss. He's telling you that freedom is his top value and that it was damaged by his ex-wife. And so he's afraid that that's going to interfere again. You asked if he found that you prevented him from moving forward, if he experienced you as controlling, and he says no. And you also asked him if he wanted to date other people. Now, that was very good detective work on your side, so commend yourself for that. The question to ask yourself is, were there any signs? Why did you not see this coming? Did he hide it and then spring it on you? What does that tell you about him? What you need to do at this point is you can't force his mind. You need to take him face value. He doesn't want to be in a committed relationship. But I would give yourself maybe a month or two cushion to try to see. You're still backing off. You don't want to pursue him because then he will feel controlled and he'll feel he won't have his freedom. But back off a little bit to see, but stay available in case he does turn around. That doesn't mean that you can't still go on a date with someone else, but stay in the loop with him, stay connected with him, and see if he has some time to process this if he doesn't change his opinion. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And coming up, two sisters who dress their little three-year-old brother as a girl. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Loving couples selfishly want to give their partners as much pleasure as possible. However, there are two ways that focusing too much on your partner can undermine sexual pleasure. One way is to let your mind anxiously wander, worrying, What's my partner thinking about me? This is usually due to some self-doubts. Here are some examples of pleasure-blocking, anxiety-provoking thoughts. Does what I'm doing look foolish? Am I making too much noise or too little? Am I too fat, too skinny, too unmuscular?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.